Another issue that there's a lot of questions about is the duration of using AIs in the adjuvant setting. I guess right now the trials have gone up to 5 years. Now we have trials that are looking beyond 5 years. Right now in a non-protocol setting, how do you approach the issue of when to stop an AI?
Well, I look at the woman's age, her comorbid medical problems, and her risk of a breast cancer recurrence. I think it's easiest to make these decisions for node-positive patients, where we've seen a survival benefit for extended adjuvant therapy with letrozole. So I think that those are the women that are most likely to gain benefit. And after 5 years of an AI, I think I would talk to the patient. I'm hoping that we get more data going forward as my patients approach that five-year point. But I think with close monitoring of their bone density, and I don't see much of a downside in that, I'm not concerned that an AI may be detrimental the way we think tamoxifen might be detrimental after more than 5 years. I don't see that as a problem in breast cancer for an AI, just the side effects. So I think talking to the patient and weighing the risks and benefits is important. Where I struggle is the node negative patient. The woman whose risk of a recurrence is really lower, she's got other comorbid problems. I find that a much harder decision. And, you know, and I talk to each woman, but I wouldn't select patients offer more than 5 years of an AI if I thought that they might benefit.
That whole concept of the long-term endocrine management of breast cancer has really changed dramatically in the last few years. I guess there's been a lot more sensitivity to the threat of late recurrence after year five. Can you talk about kind of how you've seen that play out as oncologists look at these data?
Well, I think it was really fascinating data to see, even from the overview analysis, how many recurrences happen after year five. I don't think we really understood that. And we all have patients who have relapsed 10 and even 20 years out. But to see that just as many women relapse after 5 years as they do in the first 5 years makes us realize it truly is a chronic disease and something that we can modify. You know, MA17 not only showed us that women are recurring during that period, but that we can prevent them. And I think that that was really a practice-changing study, really not just for letrozole in that setting, but that we can impact the natural history of this disease year 5 to 10, and maybe more. And patients are being re-randomized for 10 versus 15 years. So it will be interesting. I mean, we may be looking at 15 years of endocrine therapy, and if we can improve survival, it's very important.
And most recently, the NSABP, just at the last San Antonio meeting, reported exemestane. And that was really a shock to me because that trial, they had to close it because the other study reported and all these people crossed over. And Terry Mamounis presented that. And I was expecting him to say, and therefore the trial is negative. And boom, he shows these data. It worked in spite of all that.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the interesting thing, that even though I think it was 45% of women crossed over from placebo to exemestane, that there was still a benefit, a reduction in the hazard ratio that trended towards statistical significance. I think it shows the power of the AI. And that estrogen suppression is really a very useful therapy.